Yeah. Hey, I don't know what happened, but you must have moved around. You were in a hot spot, but you moved around, and I couldn't hear really. All they heard, that's all. Roger.
I'm trying again from the hairy spot on the floor where I was doing it before.
I do a favor. If you're on the handheld, hold your handheld straight. That way we can talk. Roger.
I'm holding it straight and I'm holding it still, trying to find a spot where it will actually work.
That's no problem, I can tell you. If you're inside the house, be by the window. That's number one. Number two, which is, hold your handheld straight. And I don't know, the antenna makes a difference too. If you have Nagoya 771T, it makes a lot of difference. Roger?
I have the Nagoya in my wish list as something to purchase sometime soon.
No problem. Yeah, no problem at all, you know, just Nagoya 771T, if you get an order or in the future, make sure it says on it 462, right on that antenna it says 462, and that is your best bet, because Ann Arbor, it's really you coming from a Detroit repeater, and I'm here in Rochester Hills, and I can hear you really good. And I'm coming out of Mount Clemens repeater, which is 675. Roger?
Yeah, and I'm hoping to get a base station at some point, and maybe a mobile, and there's a 20 watt, I forget the brand, I've got a list of a couple of things that I'm looking for. I've got an antenna too that I've heard some folks on here talking about that were well reviewed. So maybe someday I will upgrade.
Now, yeah, I'm coming very clear to you, and if you have a pen and paper, I'll give you what I have, and you can tell. But let me tell you that DB20G is only 20 watt radio, and that's what I'm on. I'm also on medium watt, not the high watt from Mount Clemens. They call it DB20G. Right now, Amazon got it for $95. That is the radio I'm talking to. Now, I don't know if you have this down or not. The antenna I have, the Harvest PC200. That is one stick fiberglass. And I talk all over, not only Ohio. 3 weeks ago, I was talking to Chicago. And I was talking to way up north. Roger?
Yeah, I have the Radiodity CB20G. As something to look at, and the Harvest BC200.
And that's how I am. Now, do me a favor, I don't want to forget this. Your coax cable, what I have is LMR 240. That's what I'm talking about right now. But that's 400, but I don't know about the 400. To me, I bought 400 coax cable, and you'll do it better, believe you, from all the way down Ann Arbor. I'm not kidding, you do a lot better, because the 400 is different. I bought some 400 coax, and I don't like it because it's not flexible. But if there is place over there, maybe they can do it. I don't know, flexible or not. The name of that place, DX Engineer. That's DX Engineer. You can ask him. You can call him. You can talk to them. Roger.